CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Central Communications? No, this is Joan Schmidt. Oh, hello, Mrs. Gordon. No, we changed headquarters. We're all set up here in Mrs. Piper's house. She put a table in the front hall here, so I'm sort of the receptionist. Yes, and she's using her husband's den for an office, and we have several members typing the circulars in the living room. Well, I guess most of the Women's Club members were up all night getting out the Better Street Lighting pamphlets. And then I guess Mrs. Piper got a call from her husband along about 2 a.m, and you know how the men have acted. He said he wanted her home, so this morning she got this idea. And we're having our headquarters here now. Oh, well, just a minute. Let me check the list. Mrs. Olson can be reached at Mrs. Henderson's. They're having a traffic control committee meeting, which started at 3, so it should be over by now. Then... hold on just a minute, Mrs. Gordon.
What?
Yes?
What in
yes?
Sam Hill is all this?
Oh, are you the man from the printers?
Why?
Hold on, Mrs. Gordon. I think the man just came from the printers, and I'll have to get the layout for Mrs. Piper.
Where is Mrs. Piper?
Are you from the printers?
No, I'm not from the printers. What is going on here?
Well, this is the new Central Communications Headquarters for the Women's Club in our campaign to improve the government of this town.
What?
Mrs. Piper has very kindly offered the use of her home for our...
Well, look, I would like to see Mrs. Piper.
Well, do you have an appointment?
An appointment?
Well, we're terribly busy, and if you don't have an appointment, I'm afraid I'll have to ask the nature of why you're here.
I live here.
Oh. You're Mr. Piper?
Yes, I am.
Oh, dear, but I thought someone said Mr. Piper had a mustache.
No, I do not have a mustache. Now, look, where is my wife?
Khrushchev on tour heralds tough summit bargaining ahead. Russia's chief salesman in pre-summit maneuvers. No matter where the day's important news stories break, even in the most remote parts of the globe, Americans can be sure of fast, reliable coverage by radio. Time and again, radio demonstrates its unique ability to transport listeners thousands of miles right to the place where an important story is breaking. CBS News correspondents in every part of the world stand ready to transmit flashes almost instantly. And if the story is big enough, a newsman can be behind his microphone within minutes, giving the whole nation the facts. Through the years, CBS News has built an unparalleled reputation, a reputation for swiftness and accuracy in conveying word of the latest events to a listening America. If you like to keep on top of the news, if you like to make sure that you're getting the news just as it happens, be sure to stay tuned to this CBS radio affiliate for news and commentary bearing the coveted stamp CBS News. Another important factor in the different sound you hear when your dial's set right where it is now.
Mrs. Buckholz, will you tell Mrs. Piper her husband came home?
Yeah.
He wants to see her. Mrs. Buckholz.
No, never mind. I'll find her if I can wade through the sea of typewriters all over my living room. Excuse me,
will
you?
Someone please check the schedule and find out the date of the next meeting of the nominating committee, and then call Mrs. Houston and, Harriet, don't forget to call the printers again.
Excuse me, please.
Did you want to see someone?
Yes, my wife.
Oh, you're Mr. Piper?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, how do you do? I'm Mabel Buckholz. Isn't that funny? I thought you had a mustache.
No, I do not have a mustache. How do
you do? Well, Mrs. Piper is right in there, in the den, right over there to the left.
Yes, thank you. This is my home. I know where my den is. At least it was my home until it got turned into this.
Yes, well, you just go right on in. Joan, I need 20 more copies of that mailing list, and if you just...
And I'll call you back on that right away, Mrs. Loring. Yes, the nominating committee is supposed to meet tomorrow.
Your Excellency. Mrs. Mayor? Mrs. Mayor, there's a man here to see you.
Mrs. Mayor?
Yes, all right. So I have him come in, Mrs. Buckholz. Now, Mrs. Loring, I'll call you back as soon as I've checked with Mrs. Houston. Yeah, hold on. Will somebody close the door? I can't hear a thing.
Yes, I'll be glad to.
No, I don't think the traffic problem committee meets until next week, Mrs. Loring. I'll check on that, too. Yes, well, we're frantic right now, you know, getting the other circulars out. All right. Well, I'll call you back. There's someone here to see me now, so I've got to hang up and get... All right, Larry. Yes, goodbye. Now, I suppose you're the man from the printers. Well, if you can run these off by tomorrow, we have...
No, I'm not the man from the printers.
Honey!
You know, I realize I haven't seen you for 3 days, so should I introduce myself?
Oh,
my name is...
Silly!
Man from the printers,
indeed. Darling, I didn't even look at you.
Yeah.
I was on the phone, and Mrs. Loring was chattering, and when Mrs. Buckholt said there was a man here, I just assumed you were the man from the printers. Out of the corner of my eye, I just saw this man standing by my desk.
My desk?
Oh, your desk. Mm-hmm. I'm just borrowing it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I was looking for the list that has to go to the printers, and I didn't look up. I'm sorry. Oh, well, it's so nice to see you. Give me a kiss, honey.
I don't kiss perfect strangers.
Oh, darling, don't be that way.
Look, I haven't seen you for 3 days. For 3 days. Apparently, you are more interested now in civic affairs than you are in your husband, your home, your children.
Now, you know that is not true.
Well, you have neglected everything.
Well, I have not, dear. For 3 days, I have rushed home when I got the chance. I've kept the house clean. I did the washing and sandwiched the ironing in. And I've gotten your dinner and had it ready. All you had to do was put it in the oven. Didn't you get my messages on the tape recorder?
I did. But I never dreamt in my wildest dreams that I would wind up being married to a tape recorder.
Darling, things won't be as frantic as this all the time. We're just getting really organized, you know, and trying to get up to a big start.
Yes, well, I would like some explanation of all this.
Well, fine. Well, first of all, we had to get the circulars off about the better street lighting campaign.
No. I don't mean that. I would like some explanation of this cacophony out here in the living room and the front hall and the dining room. I don't know what's going on upstairs. I haven't been up there yet. I'm frightened. Has our bedroom been turned into the mimeographing department?
No, dear.
Oh, well, that's something.
I'm afraid it's the filing department.
Oh.
Well, it's only temporary. I didn't want the filing cabinets in our living room because the house is only going to be like this during the daytime.
The filing department.
The women have all promised they will pick up everything when they leave. When you come home every evening, you won't see anything of this mess. Our home will look the way it always does. I made that a stipulation, and the women have promised. Everybody will just be working during the day when you're not home anyway.
There are at least 10 typewriters in that living room.
Only 6. Oh, listen, if you know of any place we could get more...
Six typewriters in the living room. Look, are the women carrying them home each night and bringing them back in the mornings?
No, of course not. We'll find places for each one so it's out of sight. Are there any extra typewriters at your office that aren't being used? You know, we've tried everywhere, and I thought maybe if you had some extra typewriters...
Look, I'm very sorry. All the typewriters at our office are being used. You see, we happen to be running a business so that we husbands can support our wives and children, and we can...
Oh, honey, now don't be that way, please. Well, I set everything up this way in our house because you seemed upset when I talked to you on the phone last night. You said you never knew where I was anymore, and I thought, well... Now he'll know I'm home all day anyhow.
And you don't feel that with all this you're neglecting the children?
Why, no.
Two children that...
I know, dear. Bobby loves all the excitement. All these women are mothers. They bring their small ones. His room is a nursery. We take turns watching the children. Betsy's going to round up a group of her friends, and after school they're going to lick envelopes and put on stamps. Why, honey, she can hardly wait. And it's good for her to know about all this. She'll learn something.
Well, I just... Oh! Well, wait a minute. What was all this Your Excellency Mrs. Mayor stuff that woman said when I walked in? What's all that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a joke, dear. They insisted because it was my home and I am chairman that I use this den with the desk. And we're just getting into the political spirit, that's all. Really is. Oh, don't be mad at me. I've been working so hard trying to be a good citizen and still do all my housework. And I've missed you so. By the way, how'd you happen to come home at lunchtime?
I phoned home and some strange voice said, Woman's Club Central Communications Headquarters. I thought I had the wrong number. So after the third time, I came home. I found this. Oh, honey, look, I missed you. I'm lonesome, doggone it. Look, I'll take that kiss you offered before, you know.
Oh, darling, sweet.
No.
Mrs. Piper!
Well, the man from the printers is waiting.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry, Mrs. Buckholz. I'll be right... Honey, dear, we'll have a nice little talk tonight, huh?
Yeah, we certainly will.
Betsy, you may read for 15 minutes, then turn out your light and go right to sleep. I'll be up to kiss you goodnight, dear.
Tell her to close the door, will you? I don't want her to hear us talking.
Close your door, Betsy, too, if you will, please. Now, you haven't said a word all through dinner, so I know you're ready to explode. But before you say anything...
Now, listen.
No.
God...
Before you say anything, let me remind you that for years, you have said to me, why don't you take more interest in what's going on around you? Now, for years, you have even made fun of me in front of people. You'd say things like, oh, no sense talking politics with my wife. She doesn't know the difference between a Democrat and a Demitas.
Oh.
Remember saying that once?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, it wasn't very nice. I admit it. But it was true. It wasn't nice of me to make fun of you. I apologize.
Well, then why do you act like this now that I am taking an interest in what goes on around me?
Because women go from one extreme to another. You seem to have no middle ground. You seem to have no interest at all, or else suddenly nothing else matters. I mean, you just go at it slam bang.
But I have so much to learn, dear, so much to catch up on.
Look, you promised me. You promised me a week ago that you would not let it interfere with your home life.
Yes,
then right on the heels of that promise, I don't see you for 3 days.
Yeah,
for three days.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm trying desperately to get organized. I wish you'd be a little proud of me instead of so mad.
Golly, I guess the truth is I am a little proud of you. I guess it's just that while you women are getting organized, you have disorganized all the husbands in town. Now, tell me frankly, what are you women really up to?
Well, you know, dear, we're running a slate of candidates in the local elections. Nobody's really been nominated yet. We're all sort of studying, you know.
Now, just look me in the eye, will you? Are you planning to run for any office? Huh?
Well, maybe. Well, it won't interfere with our home life, dear, because I have a marvelous idea. You know how you've always wanted to write? Which is why you wanted your own private den when we built this house. You could concentrate and try your hand at writing.
Yes?
Well, now you can. You can write my campaign speeches. Isn't that a wonderful idea? We can work together, dear. And if I'm elected...
Oh, honey, please. Look, I got a better idea. You are elected to sit on my lap. Come here.
I'm sorry, dear. It's probably just about a meeting. I'll be right back, darling.
Oh, boy, I don't need a crystal ball to foresee the future.
Everybody's buying them. Everybody's trying them. Everybody's loving them. Everybody's asking for seconds. Seconds of Campbell's two great new soups. Campbell's old-fashioned tomato rice soup and Campbell's cream of vegetable soup. Two great new soups. Pick up several cans of these two great new soups today. Campbell's old-fashioned tomato rice soup and Campbell's cream of vegetable soup. Both are good.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn.